There we go. Okay, we're at.
Putting it in the minutes.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to put it in the minutes.
I'm going to.
All right.
What?
Go ahead, Ken.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
All right.
It's about the idea of using, the last time I was here, I was making a comment during the public hearing about the solar panels, and I was gaveled down because I made a comment. I was talking during the public hearing, and I checked the Robert's Rules of Order, and I don't think that that was proper. I think I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
I talked to Mary Ann about it as well. And I know that the state legislature has a procedure where they limit the talk of people on a commission or at a public hearing. And I would expect that that's because the public hearings at the state are so long. They're interminable.
Yeah.
But our public hearings are very short usually, in 10 minutes at the most. And I think that as a private citizen, I would have the right to comment on it and make a comment. And make a statement. So I think that we should be following Robert's Rules of Order in that issue.
All right. Well, yep. It was just my understanding that during the public hearing, the idea was that you get input from the public.
Right.
And then when we go into our regular meeting, that's when we comment.
We can discuss
then we can discuss and comment.
I understand that. But if I wanted to discuss something with the applicant or bring up something with the applicant that I thought was relevant to his application, I think it would be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the whole idea, is that you question the applicants to make sure that it's clear what they're presenting.
Well, I think we're in agreement, basically, that I could make a comment that during the public hearing.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to open the public hearing. And we are going to be hearing the file number 2602 at 24 East Mountain Road, Assessor's Map 22. Parcel 290024, Zone R3, and it's in the Canton Center Historic District. And this involves installing of new siding. Jennifer Santucci is the owner applicant, and she is here tonight. So we're going to start with your application. You know what, Linda, I gave you my application, and then I realized I don't
have that. You don't have it.
So I would like to just read what the application says on it, okay? It says, the explanation of the work, first of all, is an alteration to a residential building. She's having the house re-sided to clean up the wood and insulate better. There are no changes to doors or windows. She is keeping the board and batten, changing just the color to a light gray to blend into the property. And we have photographs of the property as it is right now. I believe that's the top picture here. And then this would be what it would look like. So they are maintaining the same width of the board and batten and the the same exposure to the weather. Difference being that it's I believe it's aspen or I know
what's
that
the difference.
Oh, it's a
currently wood.
Yeah, why don't you come on? Feel free to come on up.
It's currently wood, and the woodpeckers and everything are getting at it, so we're gonna do
just a composite, but I want it to look the same as it does. So
right.
It's just an insulated composite.
Composite vinyl, I believe it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, it's
the
an
board
insulated.
And batten.
Yeah.
It's vinyl.
Yeah. It's an insulated composite vinyl. Yeah.
Right.
The I believe the brand is Aspen. Mm-hmm. I know that I got something at some point showing exactly
over,
what it was.
Yeah. I sent over the link to the manufacturer.
Okay.
So yeah, we're not looking to change anything with the footprint, anything. They're gonna take it down.
Yep.
Check the plywood underneath.
And it's currently the same product or?
No, it's wood. Okay.
It's
right
wood
now,
now
it's wood.
But it's board and batten too.
Yeah. Oh, you have that picture. Okay.
Can I just say something? I just wanted to mention, not in this particular your instance so much, but when you change the material, sometimes that has a big effect. And there are epoxies that are very available that fix rot and things like that, and they're very they're cheaper to do, you know. But it's your prerogative, and I'm glad to hear that you're insulating it. That's an improvement that is going to pay off.
Yes.
So that's all I have to say about that.
I like the color.
Yeah. I do too. I like the color better.
Yeah.
I think
it'll do better. Yeah, and you can't see the house. Well, you can't see my house.
I know. I drove by and it's really well hidden.
Yeah, but we thought this looked nice natural.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Anybody else have any more questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then I think we're just going to go on to the second application, which is... I'm sorry, no, this I have, okay, which is file 2603 at 271 Cherrybrook Road, Assessor's Map 19, the parcel is 1850271, Zone R3, it is in the Canton Center Historic District, and Matthew Wilhelm is the owner applicant, and you are here tonight as well. So on the application, it says that you are planning to remove the existing roof on the barn and garage and replace it with asphalt shingle color to match the existing, so no change there, as much as feasible, we understand. The roofing contractor to remove, now you had mentioned that part of the application, you said originally the roofing contractor to remove deteriorating chimney on the south side of the barn. But that is not going to happen? Is that what it
is? That is not going to happen.
Okay.
So the chimney will remain, and I'll have a mason come out and point it at some point in the future. So really this application is just a complete tear off of the too far gone cedar shingle, plywood, and then asphalt shingle over the barn. I would love to put cedar shingles back on, but it is cost prohibitive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a sample here of the product
that's great.
Used and the color.
Mm-hmm.
We've driven by a home that has the color on it, and I think it has some warm notes to it. It's actually called weathered wood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about as good as we can get, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the wood shingles, but I don't understand where you're coming from.
Definitely.
I'm sorry to reach you.
Of course. Yeah.
I don't understand how this application got to be. It said something about Mr. Pade found it in his. His email?
He had an email that went to his junk. It was an email, not the application.
Oh.
The email...
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it was part of...
Huh.
Did everybody see?
Yeah. Does everybody... Do you have a picture of the house, Ken?
Thank you.
I have a picture of this, which...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I...
That email went into Neil's... junk, so he didn't act on it, I don't think, right away or something.
Oh, I, no, I didn't see that.
Okay, that's what
he's... It's a beautiful barn.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's a beautiful property.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't understand what happened there with the application. When was it made, the application?
Oh, I think 2 weeks ago?
It was received on June 29th.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's no big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so he went into his junk mail. I don't know why.
I don't either, but...
Can I have that back, though?
Oh, yeah. Was this yours? Oh, this was yours. Sorry.
No, I don't need that. I need the...
Oh, the email.
Picture.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay.
My file.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Wilhelm?
Just curious. It has nothing to do with your application, I mean, but how long does it take the contractor? What's he estimating? How many days to do the job?
He said probably 2 days.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll have a dumpster in the driveway and a whole bunch of people there, I'm sure.
Yeah. And what happened was Matthew sent it on the 25th. Neil didn't see it till the 29th because it went into his spam.
Oh.
And he was explaining that to us.
I see. Okay. I missed that totally. I don't know why. Anyways, that's good. All right. With there being no further questions, I think that I will close the public hearing and open our regular meeting up for information. So at this point, you're welcome to stay. It's probably going to be a few minutes while we talk, but at this point, you're no longer supposed to have input to us, okay? According to Robert's rules, is that correct?
My opinion is that they can, if we ask them a question, they could respond,
okay.
But nobody else in the public can respond.
That's never the way Tim had told
right.
us.
Right, yeah,
so
that's, that, yeah.
Is that we asked all the questions during the special, and then we...
During the public hearing,
talk
yeah.
about it amongst ourselves to make the decision.
Yeah.
But I think that in Robert's rules that you can ask him a question.
Who's Robert?
This is the one, like, you know, all the good stuff. Okay, well, I think it's time to, like, talk about this. All right, so it's my opinion that...
I thought you were joking. No, I was really serious. I didn't know who Robert was.
Oh, no,
he's the guy that everybody follows.
Look, yeah.
Okay.
In the Congress, every legislature,
any
and every
public
commission
meeting
in the country.
That happens is supposed to follow Robert's rules of
public meeting version. Yeah. I didn't know.
Order.
Okay.
Well, according to this first application, I admire the fact that they are keeping really the board and batten, the width of the things, the trim, everything looks, and you know, it's pretty neat that they can actually like project it, you know, what it's gonna look like. I have had experience with this type of composite siding, and it really does look, I mean, if you get right up to it and feel it, I'm sure you're going to know that it's not wood. But it they do a pretty nice job of keeping the width and the trim boards and stuff. My daughter down in Virginia actually sided her house with some of this material. And it's really quite beautiful. And for maintenance, I can certainly understand why a client would want to do that. So... I would be in favor of approving this application.
Yeah, I would be in favor of it too. I just wonder it's off the street
right.
so much that you can't even see it.
Yeah, right.
And it's not in, as far as I know, it's not in our historic district report. So I don't know when it was built.
71.
Beg your pardon?
1971.
71. So that makes it...
It's a
about 50 years old. So it just barely can be considered eligible, but it's not really in our report.
Right.
So
It's in our district,
but it's not considered as being contributing to the historic district because it's not in the report.
Right.
And that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I had some conversation mm-hmm. with you about the rules of procedure allowing the chairman to approve mm-hmm. a reciting job, and I felt that that was something that was wrong with our rules of procedure, because the rules of procedure are not consistent with the state regulations, and that we should consider at the commission something like this in all cases. But in this particular case, I have no objection to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to be so verbose.
So I make a motion that we approve the application as submitted.
Do I have a second?
I have a second for the motion.
Okay.
The application.
Okay. All those in favor?
Then you ask for discussion. If
okay.
we're
oh, right. Sorry. Is there any more discussion? Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, now we can.
Okay, so could I have all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it is unanimously approved. All right. And then.
So you will take the approved form back to Neil and.
No, I will take it
yes.
and I will sign it off, and then by tomorrow you will have the official
permit or whatever
right.
you
yep.
need.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. And
nice.
Yep. And any discussion about the existing roof for the barn? And as please, we will note once we get a motion that the roofing the removal of the chimney is not included here.
I think
on the
it's
house itself.
It's asphalt shingle.
Mm.
Mm.
So this will match.
So yeah,
house almost.
It's a different color.
Okay.
I didn't want to match it.
Yeah.
They don't match now. But yeah.
Okay.
I think that it's understandable, certainly, that you are going to move to asphalt shingles, and it's preserving the barn, and that's very, very admirable.
Yeah.
And I have no objection to this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I make a motion to approve the application.
And
with the condition that the, without the...
Right,
the chimney will stay.
Right, without the chimney.
Without the...
I second the motion.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yep.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, again, unanimously approved. And tomorrow I will sign off on this so that... you all can get started on your work. Okay, so very much appreciate your coming, and that's all that's going to apply to you. I think all we have to do is approve minutes now and stuff, so we can also have any kind of discussion.
I hope
all
we
right,
didn't inconvenience you to too much.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
That's a nice house.
Yeah.
Beautiful. On June 29th, I believe it
closed. Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know whether or not it's appropriate at this time, but Mr. the gentleman that's been has been designated as a full-time member of the...
Oh, Zach has withdrawn.
Oh, he has?
Oh, you weren't here when I said that, yes.
No.
He has withdrawn from the commission.
Oh, I'm glad, because he hasn't...
I know, he hasn't been able to come. Yeah, I emailed him, and he said that his schedule did not work out for when our meetings were, so he has chosen to withdraw. So, yeah, so this is a quorum, because now there's six members of us. There's four, and then Lori McKenna, and then Mary Ann.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're going to have somebody replace him? That's up to them.
That's up to them. I mean, we can find somebody, but right now, that's all we have.
So the other thing that I wanted to discuss, and I'm not sure we should, if everybody, I don't know if you followed what I was saying about the rules of procedure are not consistent with the regulations, but I looked at what our responsibilities are in the ordinance, and I don't think that it's our that we can designate or delegate that responsibility to one person. It's something that the commission should.
Are you talking about all cases?
Yeah, like, that the rules of procedure.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
You're talking about everything. So if, when I asked, and it wasn't a year
time,
I said I'm replacing my roof with the exact same thing, and you know I wanted them to come soon because it was leaking, and I didn't want to have to wait for a meeting. The chairperson said it was okay.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The exact same thing should be within the purview of the chairman. But when you change the material,
that
would be something that we should consider, because that's what the law says, that we have, it's our responsibility.
Right, I understand that. That's why I was asking, are you talking about when it's exact?
Exactly, like a replacement.
A replacement.
A replacement, which, you know.
Of the same.
Yes,
exactly,
yes.
Wood for wood.
Right, okay. That's why I decided to have the meeting, because I agree. I think that, I was going by this as far as this was adopted in 1985, that talks a little bit more about I'll read to you. The chairman is hereby required, it says the commission chairman is authorized to approve historic district landowners and or building inspectors' request for repairs identical or to existing or original appearance without a certificate of appropriateness, providing the repairs conform with commission guidelines. And I think that that's where you disagreed, with according to the commission guidelines.
The original appearance is too broad.
Too broad, yes.
That it would be just limited to the exact same material.
Material and, yeah.
Like a repair.
Right.
A common understanding of repair is if something's broke, you fix it.
Yeah.
And you don't need an application. To make an application,
right.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Using...
No, and I'm in agreement with that. I believe that. So I just think that, you know, like, and it did say here, included in repairs are aluminum or vinyl clapboards provided the same exposure to the weather, same corner board, same exterior trim. That's where I was going through, you know. Like,
yeah,
because,
I understand, but I don't think that's consistent with the regulations. The law.
Yeah.
Because, for example, if somebody wants to change the church from wood to vinyl siding, which has been suggested at one time,
here and there,
it was turned down.
Yeah,
came to the commission.
Yeah,
it's just been, you know, somebody in the church says, "Why don't we do this?"
That. Yeah.
Okay, but if it did come to the commission, it shouldn't be the decision of the chairman to do that.
It should come
to the commission, and the commission can approve it.
Right.
But they have to take it up.
I agree.
Yep.
No, you do?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We're not debating it. So, all right. So, agreed. So if it's, you know, a simple repair that is the same thing to same thing.
Same material.
Same color. Material, same. Then it would be under the purview of the chairman to approve that.
We have to change that.
Yeah.
We have to change that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Do you want to come up with the...
I could change
verbiage?
It if you want.
I would love that.
Okay.
All right. I've got a wedding at the end of this next month, so...
So this doesn't...
The rules
you
of procedure.
You can't be interpreted. It could... The way this is written, did you just misinterpret it, or does it still cover that same thing?
No, it's wrong.
This is just if it was a repair, not, you know, for the exact same thing. And yes, I just didn't interpret it the same way.
Okay.
So. Well, you're being safe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's why I called the meeting, because I really felt that it was, you know, I didn't, my thought was also that I didn't want to hold up people who are trying to keep up their property, you know, because I also think that philosophically, I would rather see a house not go to rot and have a, you know, a composite material on it that is going to maintain it and keep it, you know, well, and keep it looking nice.
Right, but it's a decision that the entire...
That the entire commission needs to make, that's all. I just,
Okay.
So I don't have any issue with
makes
that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, I think we just need an approval of minutes, right, from the previous meeting.
I make a motion we approve the minutes as written.
I've read through them, so I second the motion.
Okay. Discussion? None. All those in favor of approval of the minutes? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And I would like to... Is there any other old business or anything else that anyone would like to bring up? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I do.
Second.
Second.
I'll do favor. Aye. All right. Nice.
Oh, did you say aye? We have to all say
aye.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Better say
this
aye.
This is just in time because this pen is running out.
Oh, good.
Oh, gosh. I've got an extra if you need one.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I got it.
Good. Bye.